Let's talk about the Pro Bowl for a second, because you and I, you were in the Pro Bowl three times, I was in three times, I was actually all NFL seven times, but is it politics? Do you think the Pro Bowl is the best it can be? When I see that Tom Brady, Philip Rivers over Tom Brady in the Pro Bowl, are you kidding me? What's going on there?
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? I know from firsthand experience, because I know what it is to have solid years and not get the recognition that you do, that you deserve. Yeah, the funny thing about the NFL is that, it's, especially at the quarterback position, if you're a first-round draft pick, you really don't have to do a whole lot to get the accolades, you know, that most people have to really work their tails off to get, because there's some type of validity thing that goes on when you take a guy in the top five, you know, and that those expectations are there. It's almost like the league wants to see these guys become stars. Not that, you know, I don't want to see them become stars, but I thought that when you made the Pro Bowl, you made the Pro Bowl because you were the best person at that position. And you cannot tell me, even though, you know, San Diego's had a great run, they've had a great run because LaDainian Tomlinson has made it very easy for Philip Rivers to make this transition. When you run the ball, the way that he's running the ball, it's very easy to play the position of quarterback, because you can take your shots when you want to take them, you can hit the check downs. You know, all, he's managing the football game, but you cannot tell me that he deserves to be in the Pro Bowl above Tom Brady. You cannot tell me, even, you know, despite the fact, you know, of this last incident, you cannot tell me that the leading touchdown receiver in the NFL, and Terrell Owens, doesn't deserve to be in the Pro Bowl. But you know what? He's a media sore spot. He's, you know, a sore eye for the NFL, and they are not going to give him, you know, his due respect because of that. And that's not right, because the best players are supposed to go to the Pro Bowl. It shouldn't be a politic thing. It shouldn't be, you know, one of those deals where, you know, if he's the correct media guy for the NFL and he does all the things right and says all the things right, it's all about what he does on the football field. And those two players are two of the best players at their position, and it's unfathomable to me that neither one of those guys are in the Pro Bowl and some other guys are.
Well, just because the team is winning, and that's, of course, the ultimate measuring stick. But as John Clayton, who's on this show every week or two, says, Warren Sapp is one example of a guy who is having a Pro Bowl season who's been slighted. Are there some other people, Seth Joyner, you think that deserve to be mentioned that should be on that team?
You know, I don't know, Nick. I mean, I haven't looked at it close enough to really, you know, scrutinize it and look at guys play and see who's there, because they truly deserve to be there. It truly is a popularity deal, you know. I mean, there's just no getting around it. If you're one of the popular guys and you've had a halfway decent year, let alone that you're a former first-round pick, don't be a top-10 pick, of course you're going to get the nod over the guy that's a seventh-round guy or sixth-round guy who's had to really bust his hump and get there, because you're not supposed to. You weren't drafted to be in that position. You know, it kind of makes the rest of the league, it makes the coaches, the GMs, the scouts, it kind of makes everybody, you know, look like idiots when the seventh-round pick gets in and the first-round pick doesn't get in. It's like, what do we miss? What do we do wrong? But one thing you can never measure what's inside of a guy, what drives him, his heart and his determination to be a great player, opposed to a guy that, you know, that was drafted in the first round and everything is expected of him. You know, that's just the nature of the game and nature of the player, and I think the best player should be voted in, hands down, no doubt about it.
What about the vote taking place as it does a couple weeks before the end of the season, after 14, 15 weeks, rather than at the end of the season? Why do they do that? Is there something logistical that can't be handled in the shorter time frame between that and the Pro Bowl?
You know, I can't put my finger on it. You know, I think that, you know, when you're talking about sending a player to an All-Star game, obviously baseball and basketball, you know, hockey does it a little different because of the length of their seasons. But I think with football, it's a unique situation, because you've got 17 weeks to play 16 games. And I think because of that, you should play all 16 games and let those games determine who is the all-star at each position. I don't think that a guy has really done all that he can do, you know, from the standpoint of 14 and 15 games, opposed to being able to get all 16 in, to give himself the best chance. And so what you're saying is, some guys, because of who they are, they're going to get in anyway. some guys, because they play well for, you know, 10 games, they're already in. You look at a guy like Tony Romo. Sure, he's done a lot for where the Cowboys are, but the kid has only started, what, 7-8 games. You know,
I don't understand that either.
Well, that's just the nature of the game. But you know what? He's a media darling. He's good for the NFL. Feel-good story. So anytime you get a situation like that, of course. And I'm not saying that the NFL, I'm not in any way implying that the NFL picks and chooses who they want to be, you know, Pro Bowls and things like that. But I can assure you that there's some hanky-panky going on behind the scenes, you know, that just isn't right.